Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Wow, what a couple weeks it has been. You know, last week we were at the Saltwater Brewery there in Delray Beach, just having a blast with the dive industry. And if you did not hear that show, please go back and listen to it. You'll learn all about those biodegradable six-pack rings that are edible for marine life and obviously could potentially really affect the marine life in a very positive way. We did find out whether they're meant for human consumption, and there were a few things that happened after the show that incorporated Scuba Radio Mermaid Tales and the Dive God. I'll leave it at that because I don't really want to burn a mental image into your mind just yet and abuse you that way. But, I probably already said more than I should. So go back, catch up with the rest of the class if you did not catch that show. Now, I have been traveling a lot since that broadcast and spent some time with family, had a little vacation time over the 4th as well. And, it's a time to kick back, relax, decompress a little bit, reflect on things, plan for the future. You know, we're looking at our 20-year anniversary of Scuba Radio here next year, 2017. April Fool's Day is our anniversary, and it will be 20 years of Scuba Radio. I kid you not. And, we've been thinking about what we're going to do for that event next year. But I get a text from the dive god, Neil Watson, after we were reflecting on our Saltwater Brewery broadcast. And he mentions to me, he's like, hey, 20-year anniversary is coming up next year. We're going to have to plan a big blowout with you guys and do the whole thing, kind of like what we did at the Saltwater Brewery last week. But he said, you should be coming up on your 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio. And I was like, wow, I've never done the math. I've always thought math sucks. And but then I started scratching my head thinking, hey, wait a minute, he might be onto something here. And I go back and I look at the numbers. I look at the weeks and the years and the Saturdays that we have been doing the show. And sure enough, our 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio is going to coincide with our broadcast from the DEMA show this year in Vegas in November. So that is already a massive party for the dive industry. As it is, now I find out it's our 1,000th episode. God help us all. It's going to be quite a blowout in Vegas. And just know that we are already going to start figuring out what we can do for that event, which is always a fun party when the dive industry gets together. It's the largest dive event in the world as far as the industry is concerned. And always a good time to see all our Scuba Radio friends there as well. But this year it is in Las Vegas. And this year it is we'll be recording the 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio. So, there's going to be a little extra reason to celebrate accordingly and cover that on the big show. So you've been warned. Make your arrangements now to join us or listen in November, and we'll let you know the details as it unfolds. However, we got a show to do today and a lot of stuff to catch up on because of our travel schedule. So I'm going to kick it off right now with my good friend Pete from Scuba Board. He is on Scuba Radio. How are you, Pete?
Any better, I'd be Greg Holt.
Hey, now, wouldn't we all? Yeah, it is good to be me, as Megan Trainor says in that new song I keep hearing all week.
It doesn't suck to be me either.
It does. It doesn't suck to be a diver. If you're a diver, you're part of an elite group. And if you're not, then you should join our club. We welcome all. And
I agree with you. I've been spent this last week with Dive Heart. Doing adaptive scuba, people who have problems with mobility on the land, and they get to be a diver in the water, changes their entire perspective, and frankly, it changes my perspective, too.
Yeah, it is about sharing the love of diving, and when you take that extra step to help out someone who might have some more challenges than you, which is what the folks, Mr. Elliot there. Joe Elliot? No, John.
Jim.
Jim Elliot. Jim.
Yeah. Dive Hard.
Jim does a great thing there with Dive Hard, helping those folks. And you're one of the Dive Hard instructors now down there in the Keys? Is that what you were doing?
I am. I'm actually a course director for Dive Hard. Ooh, so I get to create new instructors.
Yeah. And so is that what you were doing? Were you training or were you certifying some folks with challenges that are benefiting from that Dive Hard program?
Actually, yes and yes.
Oh, okay. A little bit of both. Fair enough.
I mean, the best way for people to get practice and how to deal with, disabled divers with adaptive scuba, as we call it, is to actually work with people who need help.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So kind of on-the-job training, sounds like.
Exactly.
So who can you
in
tell
the
us?
Water training.
Can you tell us who you were working with or what their issues were? Or, are we talking about war veterans or what?
Well, we didn't have any war veterans this time that I know of.
Yeah.
We had a guy who was in a rather horrific accident. He was what we call an operating quad, which means that he doesn't have full use of all of his arms and legs. He couldn't use his legs much at all. He had the use of one of his right arm, a little bit.
Hmm. Okay. But,
so we have to actually be his diver propulsion vehicle. We have to adjust his buoyancy.
Yeah.
Help him with clearing his, sinuses as we descend. It's quite an opportunity to serve, but it's also very important that you realize this is like the ultimate trust me dive. Guy is in your hands, yeah, and you better not screw it up.
Yeah. Well, and then you get to get his reaction as you show him what's underwater and this kind of stuff for the first time. So what was his reaction? Was it the same as any diver that we get? Or, when you take a new student down that doesn't have any challenges, they light up like a Christmas tree once they pop out of the water. I can only imagine someone with challenges who didn't even think it was maybe possible for him at one point doing that would even, it'd be multiplied tenfold. Am I right?
Oh, you're definitely right. And because they stop being a disabled person, and now they become a diver.
Yeah.
And just the psychological impact of being able to talk with 99% of their friends who are able-bodied, and they're still not divers themselves. And they're like, you did what? You went where? You went diving?
Yeah.
You? And it's just huge. And it's even a bigger impact on the people who help. And it's always been said, if you want to get, you got to give. And this is one case where, my gosh, no matter how much you think you're going to spend giving to them, they give you so much more in every way. I mean, it's really hard to describe, but it's just wonderful helping people out.
I'm sure. And as far as becoming one of those certified divers with Dive Hard, what kind of skills or additional skills as an instructor do you have to learn, Pete? I mean, I'm guessing that's a lot.
First, don't think about starting out as an instructor. Think about starting out as a buddy.
Okay.
And, your buoyancy, your trim is going to be challenged because you don't have to worry about just yourself. You have to worry about two.
Yeah.
You have to keep them off the reef and from bopping through there, and you don't want them going up and down because of ears and things like that. But if they go to divehard.org, they're going to get be able to connect with a lot of different cities. They're all over the place now. We're going on a trip to Cozumel soon where you get to go out and hang out in paradise and help and learn.
Yeah.
What's better than that?
I'm hip. You go to a cool place and hang out with some cool friends and do something that actually makes a difference. But to become a Dive Hard buddy, is that a certification in itself? Or
yes.
It is. Okay. So
yes, and unlike most of the other adaptive scuba programs, we have specific skills you have to accomplish. We put you through, you get to feel what it's like to be a blind person diving. We tie your legs together so you figure out what it's like to be a paraplegic. We make you fold your hands and keep your legs together so you also feel what it's like to be a quad and be completely out of control, because we want you to feel what they're going through.
Yeah.
And then you've got to turn around and help other people on the other side of that. So you get to try to be, try out the disability, so to speak, as well as to help with the disability.
Well, there you go. And I would imagine those type of skills just make you a better diver as a whole. Not really, not to mention the fact that emotionally, it's very gratifying.
The empathy is amazing.
Yeah, diveheart.org. Get all the info there. Now, Pete has done many, many more things, including traveling to the Philippines. We're going to talk about that next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Oh, Rocky Top, you always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Hey, this is Jerry the Diver Guy coming at you live from the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee, and you're listening to Scuba Radio. Oh, look, it's Dolly Parton. No, that's just Greg the Dive Master.
Rocky Top, Tennessee.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. My man boobs aren't nearly as big as Dolly Parton's. I'll leave it at that. Jerry the Diver Guy, by the way, is going to join us, I believe, next week on the big show. He's been traveling, spending time there at Dollywood, as you just heard. And we'll get a full report, see how he if he made any progress tracking her down, see if he can get her certified to scuba dive. What else are you going to say to that? But he is planning to join us in Bugfest here in a couple weeks, and we'll talk with him about that. Also, traveling around the holiday season has been Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor. And he spent some time, believe it or not, in Atlanta last week and went to a recording studio and recorded a new song. He alluded to this a couple weeks ago on the big show and literally traveled all the way to Atlanta from Orlando and came back and has said that he has this on tape. He has recorded it with a full-fledged recording studio in Atlanta and plans to share us the results, or plans to share the results with us next week on the show. You will not want to miss this. I've seen the lyrics. I have not heard the song, but if the lyrics are halfway as bad as the song is, it's going to be something you're just not going to want to miss. It'll be like a wreck you have to slow down for and get an eyeful. You hear what I'm saying? It's just going to be something truly unique. So that's next week on the big show. However, I do have Pete from Scuba Board on the show with us right now. We've been talking about Dive Heart and covered that base quite well. He's been doing some great work with that organization. However, you just got back from the Philippines and doing some diving there. Matter of fact, that was the reason you couldn't join us at the Saltwater Brewery last week. Am I right there, Pete, or what?
That is correct. I had to make a decision.
Yeah.
I think I made the right one.
Well, I don't know. We had a hell of a good time last week at the Saltwater Brewery and... you know, talking about those six-pack rings, we had to kind of socially lubricate as we did this. So, I don't know, it was a good time. I'm guessing the diving wasn't as good, you know, where we were as it was in the Philippines. But you did miss a good time. But maybe you had a Filipino beer out there, I guess. Did you have such a thing or no?
After you know, we had mostly American and German beers there, and all the beer was included, wine, rum, everything was included in the package, so we didn't have to worry about any of that.
Okay, well, that's good. That's nice.
The thing that surprised me, though, were the massages.
The massages?
Yes, it's so like that $20 for an hour.
Oh, wow, that is good. I was going to say, that's included, too? Wow, that's quite the all-inclusive, but they did charge, yeah, well, 20 bucks for an hour. My gosh, yeah, that's impressive. So did you feel you got a $20 massage, or did you feel you got one of those $60 or $100 massages that you typically pay for an hour?
I've never had this thorough of massage in the States. I mean, they broke bones, I think, and put them back together. It was
okay.
Awesome.
Well, they're not supposed to break bones, but it was a deep tissue kind of thing, It was like the ultimate way to unwind after your day of diving in the Philippines, is what you're saying.
You know, the Philippines is interesting. Not as many fish as we have here in the Keys, but lots more coral.
Okay.
And they have other things, like they've got these things like crinoids. You've seen Avatar, right?
Yeah.
Those little white things that descend on the guys and land on them?
Right. Okay. Well, kind of like
crinoids.
Yeah.
That's a crinoid, except the crinoid's a little bit bigger and all different colors. And those things were cool as crap. And they were all over the place.
Okay. You mean those things in Avatar that are like floating through the air like a kind of like a jellyfish?
Yeah, they look like little feathers.
Thing? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, of course. So
these are what a crinoid is, except they're maybe a foot, 18 inches in diameter.
But they're attached to the reef, right? They're not just floating off.
They free swim, too.
They do free. Wow, really? Okay.
Yeah, I've got video. I haven't put them up yet, but man, they are so graceful as they're swimming, and they stick to you. If you get close to them, they've got like, it's like a Velcro thing. It's on you. We had people who swam a little bit too close to the bottom because they feel disturbance. They'll swim up to it.
Interesting.
And so people have these things stuck to their wetsuits.
Okay, but they don't sting or anything, I guess, do they? Or do they?
Didn't sting me.
Well, there you go. We'll
and I don't
that.
Wear a wetsuit.
Yeah, but we don't have those in the Keys. I don't.
Blue ring octopus, flamboyant cuttlefish, ghost pipefish. I mean, it was exploring a whole different ocean, and I saw more Nemos than I thought could exist. They're like as bad as the shy and elusive sergeant majors here in the Keys.
Right. Yeah, and you know, you hear that debate between Caribbean diving and Pacific diving. And, you know, some people will say, Pacific is way better, blah, 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 or vice versa. I think you agree with me that it's just different. I mean, they have more species, evidently, in the Pacific, I've heard.
No.
No, I've heard there's a higher number of different diversity of marine life in the Pacific than the Caribbean. However, it is different, and it might be... I've always thought it was a little bit more colorful, unique in that sense, maybe. But, you know, they don't... Like you said, the fish life might be more prolific in the Florida Keys than it is in a place in the Philippines, and they might have, you know, a different type of thing, and they might have big sharks over in the Caribbean that you wouldn't see necessarily there. So it's one half dozen of the other. I don't think it's one is better, I guess, is my point.
I agree. It's just different.
Yeah.
It's different enough where you need to go both places.
Yeah. Well, the folks that grew up diving there in the Philippines, they come to the Keys, and it's the same experience you got when you went to the Philippines because you're so used to diving in the Keys.
Exactly.
It's more exotic. It's different. It's unique. It's new.
We have the queen angelfish. They have the emperor angelfish. Uh-huh. Both still colorful as all get out.
Right, but you take the angelfish, put it in a blender, spin it around, all the colors switch up, and then that's what you get in the Philippines?
Well, but they call it the a mojito or something like that.
Okay, right. Yes. But, I mean, I've also heard the Philippines are more on the macro side of stuff as well. There's a lot of, well, muck diving and things like that, or no?
We saw so much small stuff, like the flamboyant cuttlefish was maybe an inch long.
Wow, okay.
And, you know, you're swimming along and you see all this detritus, and all of a sudden you notice, well, that's got color to it. You get down closer to it, and it's a cuttlefish.
Yeah.
And it's kind of trying to hide from you.
And it's flamboyant because of its unique colors. Or way it's dancing around, or what?
Both.
Okay, a little bit of all. Okay, fair enough. All right, we're talking Philippines diving with Pete from Scuba Board. We got more with him next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Pete from Scuba Board is my guest right now, just back from the Philippines. So we've been talking about some of the critters you saw and how unique and fun they were for you, Pete. So where were you exactly? Who were you diving with? Where were you staying? That kind of thing.
We were with Atlantis Dive Resort. We spent the first week in Puerto Galera, and then moved over to the incredible island of Dumaguete. That was just simply, both of them are great, but Dumaguete for me was off the hook.
Okay, so what, two different resorts for Atlantis? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and they not only have two different resorts, but they also have the live aboard. Uh-huh. So, you know, however you want to dive the Philippines, they got you covered.
Yeah, did you do the live aboard thing too, or just stick with
not this time.
Okay, so you spent how much time? 2 weeks.
Yeah, we were out 2 weeks, and you know, the trip back was 40 hours.
Mm. Wow. Why? It shouldn't take that long, should it? I mean, you're flying from L.A., right? Or where?
Yeah, but I've got to fly all the way back to Miami. So we got to go from Dumaguete to Manila.
Okay.
And then you got a few hours of waiting. And then you go from Manila to L.A.
All right.
You got more hours of waiting. I think we had 6 hours of waiting. Then we got to go from L.A. to Miami.
Right.
MIA. And then we got to drive 2 hours home. So we're 40 hours travel.
Yeah. Well, you got to break that up. That's what I would do. I'd stay some time, some extra time in Manila or L.A. or something.
I wanted to see my puppy.
Yeah, okay. I understand. Yeah, you got a puppy now? I thought you were a cat person.
I am a cat person, except Fang has stolen my heart.
Ah, so now you got a doggy now,
gangsta.
Too.
She's the gangsta of love and happiness.
All right. So is this the new dog mascot of Scuba Board or what?
Kinda.
Okay. Well, there you
go. Never thought of it that way,
well,
but
it should be. I thought that's what the cats were. And just move them out of the way. You now got a dog mascot now. Or you just cover both the cat and dog people there at Scuba Board.
There you go. Something
Check
for
out
everybody.
Pete and all his gang right there at scubaboard.com. And Pete, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you again soon, my friend.
Later.
We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Finally show me something I care about, and then you drag me away.
It is beautiful beneath the sea, but if you stay too long, you'll drown.
I wasn't drowning. I was home.
Please, somebody, won't you take me to the city beneath the city?
This is the world's first.
Please, somebody, won't you take me
radio show
to the city beneath the sea,
devoted to diving, and that would be under the sea for the most part. And I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so last week we were at the Saltwater Brewery in Delray Beach and celebrating the creation of those biodegradable and edible six-pack rings. If they show up in a store near you, buy them. That's how you can support that cause. Great stuff. We had a great time with the dive industry. And we had some mermaids with us once again. As a matter of fact, one of them is with us on Scuba Radio as we speak right now, and that would be Mermaid Erin from the Bahamas. Erin, how are you? Welcome.
I'm doing very well. Thank you. How are you?
Yes. Now, Erin made her mermaid debut or had her hazing ceremony at the Long Beach Dive Show, the scuba show there in Long Beach, and did a fine job and was close enough to join us and help us out there with the dive industry at Delray Beach Air last week. And we just had a great time, did we not?
We had a blast. It was an awesome time. It was great to have a lot of the legends in the industry there and just there to celebrate something, a very creative movement, and to continue with ocean conservation and help and save the animals, for sure.
Absolutely. And you did have some competition, however, at the end of the week or end of the night, where, I don't know, some other mermaids came in and helped out. We had Stuart's daughter. What was her name again?
Sasha.
Stuart's daughter helped us out to be a mermaid. But then after the booze started flowing, the dive god slipped into a mermaid tail, and I don't know, did that make you a little uncomfortable, or did you feel like, okay, might as well hang up the tail now, or I don't know, what do you think?
You know, it was time for me to hang it up. You know, you got a pro like that coming in, and he's sticking on the mermaid tail, and kind of just shunned me out of there, and he did a great job. So.
Well, I don't know if great job is the proper way to describe it. It was definitely memorable.
Definitely memorable.
Yeah, and there are pictures up on Facebook if you care to abuse yourself that way. However, Erin is a fitness guru to boot, so I have a feeling her position as a scuba radio mermaid, is among many other things, is not in jeopardy with Neil's debut on a mermaid. Actually, that wasn't his debut. That was the second time he has slipped on a mermaid tail.
Which, it's a little concerning. Little concerning.
Yeah. If that's not an example of we've been doing this show too long, I don't know what else is. However, we did have a good time, and that's what it's all about. Now, Erin, what you do in your real life is work with Stuart Coves and stuff, and that kind of thing. But you also got a cool project, and we mentioned this when we were out in California, a few weeks ago at the scuba show. But this Shark Girl Fitness Program, fill us in. What is this all about exactly?
Absolutely. Thank you. So Shark Girl Fitness is a brand that I'm working on and developing to introduce fitness into the diving world. You know, a lot of people don't realize that diving is a strenuous activity, believe it or not. Even mm-hmm. though you're buoyant, even though, you feel weightless when you're under the water, anywhere from a 35 to 45 minute dive, you can burn 400 to 500 calories, which is really cool. So just being healthy and, working out and stretching and doing all of those things prior to a dive is just as important. That way to, minimize any kind of cramps that you get while you're diving. So Shark Girl Fitness is just going to kind of tie those together. You know, tie in the fitness side of it, the nutrition side of it, because staying hydrated on a dive boat, staying, you know, having nutrition while you're on the dive boat is just as important as the actual diving itself.
Now, you have an event coming up in October. We'll tell everybody how to participate here in just a bit. But it is in the Bahamas, and that's where they have a lot of sharks, especially at Stewart's Place. So I'm guessing, is the Shark Girl Fitness thing, are sharks involved in the program, or is that just the moniker you decided to go with? What do you think?
Well, I absolutely love sharks, and I'm so blessed to be able to work with sharks, you know, not as often as I would like, because I'm actually I'm stationed out of our U.S. reservations office, which is located in Davie, Florida. But sharks to me are, they're absolutely majestic, and they're amazing, and we need to do everything we can to help protect them. So you know, I came up with the name Shark Girl Fitness just because, you know, sharks I love. Obviously, I'm a girl, last time I checked. And fitness is my passion. So just kind of marrying all of that together
okay.
to create this brand.
But it doesn't necessarily involve sharks, like, chasing you to make you burn more calories.
Nope. I'm not going to be feeding anyone to them or
it would probably work. Why wouldn't that work? I don't even think they have to chase you. That just usually makes people's you know, pulse rate accelerate
absolutely.
A tad.
Absolutely. They burn a few more calories while they're down there.
Right. But this is an overall health or wellness type program you're putting together that you're calling Shark Girl Fitness, right? That's it?
Absolutely. So I myself, Aaron Whitley, have developed the brand Shark Girl Fitness, and so I'm going to be hosting an island boot camp that is going to be centered around nutrition, fitness, and water activities, not necessarily just diving as well. I really want to get people involved in the ocean, in the water, and then experience it. It's a proven fact that water, being in the water, actually decreases your stress level. So, you know, I want people who maybe have never even thought to get into the ocean, snorkelers, you know, we offer sub, we offer snuba, we offer entry-level activities, not just diving. So this event is going to be for everyone.
Got it. So underwater Zumba class kind of thing, maybe, or no?
So what we're going to do, I'm going to have a yoga instructor. She's from Orlando. She's actually going to join me on the island, and she's going to teach a yoga session throughout the 4 days. We'll do sunrise yoga, sunset yoga. I'm going to teach a group fitness session, and then we're going to spend a couple of days, afternoons at Stewart's, and each girl can choose the activity of their choice. If they're a diver, great, we'll take them diving. If they want to go shark diving, we'll take them shark diving. And then, of course, we have the snorkel, sub, and snuba as well.
Excellent. And but this is just for women or fellow, you know, shark fitness ladies. And it's not for, like, even girly guys. This is a women-only type of thing, right?
To start out, this is for women only. Eventually, I'll branch out and let it be a co-ed event. But for now, you know, my heart just wants to get more women involved, do the mind-body-spirit alignment.
Yeah. I don't know. That sounds like
you know, ocean conservation.
It sounds like it could be a Scuba Radio mermaid workout program that our mermaids must go through before they achieve mermaid status. Maybe
absolutely.
We could work that out.
I agree.
I mean, not that they need it. I'm just saying. But, you know, it could be, you know, a whole wellness type of thing. The mermaid pod should maybe participate. And I'm just digging a hole deeper. You hear what I'm saying? I'm creating problems.
Let's keep them hot. We got to keep these mermaids hot and sexy. So
okay.
I think it's
that's better that
idea.
You say that than I do. So, yeah, and Mermaid Erin here is a very good example of that. She leads by example. There's no question. All right, so you got that coming up in October, and you're still working out all the details, but in the meantime, how could they get a hold of you, or you want me to just share that when you get it all finalized out on Facebook or what, something, or what?
Well, you know, they can always reach me out on Facebook. It's just my name, Aaron Whitley.
Yeah.
Or they can certainly send me an email, which is Aaron at stuartcove.com.
Okay.
And I can certainly respond back with any additional information as we continue to work out the final details.
All right, good. And you know, we have Bugfest coming up here at the end of July. You're going to be around Lauderdale by the Sea at that time? You're down there in that neck of woods, right there by, you know, the brewery we were at a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I sure will, actually.
Well, we need more mermaids for the lobsters. We're not going to serve you to the lobsters or use you as bait to bring them in, but, you know, that whole lobster, you know, season thing is happening in Florida, and we're having a big celebration. Maybe you could be a part of that and represent our mermaids again. You want to do that?
I do. I'd be honored.
All right. I think we got at least one mermaid. We're working on a few more. For Bugfest, are you a lobster eater or catcher or hunter or any of that type of thing, or no?
You know, I'm actually more on the vegan side.
Okay, fair enough. So you can be a spotter. Well, or
I'll be a spotter.
Okay,
I'll be a spotter, but from a distance. I don't, you know, sometimes I get a little queasy in the stomach watching those little guys see their last day.
She's a mermaid, and you know, it would be like eating one of her own. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's exactly right.
Yes. We appreciate your skills as a scuba radio mermaid as well as a Shark Girl fitness guru. I think it's a cool idea and something that more people should participate in. And we appreciate the update.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to share.
We're talking treasure hunting with Captain Carl Fismer next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
If you go to the government, your treasure hunt will be off. And if there is any treasure down there, you'll just be reading about somebody else finding it.
Silver and gold, silver and gold. Everyone wishes for silver and gold.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Silver and gold. No, it isn't Christmas in July, or, well, I guess it is. Amazon did some kind of crazy thing last week. So, But we're talking about diving for treasure. And I have Captain Carl Fismer, the treasure hunter extraordinaire, with me on Scuba Radio right now. He's planning some big event where you can go diving with him for silver and gold. Am I right, Carl? Is that the deal or what?
Yeah, well, we're going to go diving on a sunken Spanish treasure galleon. And we're inviting anybody that wants to go with us.
That is very cool. So where is it? Or, I mean, you can't give the exact location out, I guess.
Want the GPS number.
Well, I thought it was worth a shot.
It's in the fabulous Florida Keys, and we'll be diving on the Spanish treasure fleet that sank in 1733.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the hurricane of 1733 was fairly mild, but we do have 16 out of 21 ships located. And we're going to be diving on what we believe is the pick of the litter, so to speak.
Really?
The El Infante. I've been diving it for years. Oh, back in the 70s and 80s, I had a lot of good luck on it. And anyway, the El Infante is still sitting there. The ballast rocks are a big area, ballast rocks and timbers. And then we're going to make one tank dive there. Then we're going to pick up, and we're only going to run about 10 minutes, drop the anchor on what we call a bounce site. You can picture one of them big ships coming off of a 20-foot tidal surge, and boom, they're going to bounce on the bottom, which is what happened. We have an area where there's a scatter of the wreck, plus a 12-foot cannon, one of the big ones. That's the biggest cannon they made, 12-foot, and it's sticking out of a coral, actually. Looks like it's ready in the firing position. I'm sure it was loaded when it sank, but we're all safe anyway. Anyway, that's our second dive. It's great photo ops. In fact, we have some pictures of it posted and how to contact us. That's just in case, you know, on your bucket list is diving on a sunken Spanish treasure galleon.
It's on everybody's bucket list as a diver. Come on, let's be real.
So, I'm hoping so.
Where is the, what's the website?
I wish I'd have thought of that 40 years ago. Anyway, we're doing it now. We've got a new website up.
Yeah.
www.scubawize.com.
Okay.
ScubaWise.com. Pictures, all the information you need. Anyway, if that's on your bucket list, you want to come down to where I live in the fabulous Florida Keys, make a two-tank dive. We have classroom in the morning. We answer anything you want to know about treasure hunting.
Nice.
And the 1733 fleet is where treasure hunting began here in this country. That was, of course, Captain Art McKee way back in the late 40s and early 50s. He's the grandfather of treasure hunting. Well, and I'm happy to say I broke in under Art McKee.
Right. And you have all his stuff that he kind of bequeathed to you when he passed, I know. And you have all his documents and where all the cool stuff is. And this dive you're talking about doing, is this upper, middle, or lower keys? Can you say
it's upper keys. It's upper Key Largo, keys. Okay. So you don't have to drive so far.
Right.
And we're only about a 20-minute boat ride to the El Infante. And then, like I said, for the second dive, we're only 10 minutes to the bounce spot where the 12-foot cannon is.
Okay, and I assume you're going to be taking metal detectors underwater with you, right? Or no?
Unfortunately, now that NOAA is in control of Monroe County, you can only do that under a special dispensation from NOAA.
So you're going to do it by eyesight and just know where to look kind of thing by fanning some stuff away or what?
Yeah, well, you know, you can look and you can take a lot of pictures, but, you know, we can't bring anything up, unfortunately.
Right, okay. But the coolest thing is to find stuff, hopefully, and get a picture of it and say you dove the wreck and learn about the history and everything.
Matter of fact, we've had repeat customers already. We haven't had one complaint, but a guy brought his father back, who is a retired Texas Border Patrol agent, and the guy said, it's always been on my bucket list to dive a Spanish galleon. And he said, can I find a coin? I said, Well, I don't know if you can or not. He said, well, I'm going to look. I said, you can look all you want. That's free. Next thing I know, I'm back on the boat with some other people. My partner, Bradley Williamson, is watching the man from Texas. And all of a sudden, he comes shooting out of the water, waving his hand, saying, I found a coin! I found a coin! And I'm looking around for the patrol boat to come after us.
Right.
But anyway, they swam over, and he handed it up. It was encrusted. And he said, that is a coin, isn't it? I said, well, yes, sir, it is, but I believe when you clean that, it's going to have a picture of President Lincoln on it.
Well, there you go. Is he allowed to keep that one?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. In fact, when he was leaving, we were drinking beer afterwards, of course, and when he was leaving, he said, I can say I found a coin on a Spanish galleon.
That's true.
Yes, sir, you can say that, and I'll swear to it.
There you go. Hey, it's a great story, and, you know, you might want to leave a couple of the details out, like that fact that the Lincoln face was on there. But regardless, good stuff. You can go dive with Captain Carl, and as you can tell, it would be a fun adventure just for the opportunity to be able to hang with him for a few hours, let alone dive. ScubaWize.com, ScubaWize, W-I-Z-E.com, to connect with Captain Carl. Thank you, Carl. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you, Greg. I'll see you at one of the shows, maybe.
Absolutely. And we got hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving coming up. Don't go anywhere. Just getting started.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.